Right. Okay, let's start from the Sharash. Big one. Okay, who wants to read? Go ahead.
Mishershin HaMitzvah, Hakdama. So the roots of the mitzvah, an introduction. Halo higadati lecha b'nei, Mashach Kadam. I told you, my son, about what we just said. Mishil HaShem Baruch Hu, Kol HaKavod, V'HaHod, V'Chol HaTov, V'Chol HaChachma, V'Chol HaYicholas, V'Chol HaBracha. That God has all the kavod and the glory and the goodness and the wisdom and the ability and the blessing. And the words and the things of men and all his actions, whether good or bad,
right,
have
no effect on God. Don't add and don't detract.
Alkein tzarich ata lahavchin ki v'amrenu sami babrachos baruch ata Hashem o yisparach. Therefore, you have to understand that when we say in the brachos Baruch Atah Hashem or Yisparach, Ein Hamashmaus Lefi Adomeh, Lohosif Bracha B'Misha, Einenu Tzarech L'Shum Tosefes Chalila. The implication is not to add a bracha to someone who
right Lefi Adomeh, like it sounds right.
Right.
The Mashmaus is not what it's like. Right. I guess if you give a person a bracha. Right.
To add a bracha to someone who doesn't need any addition.
Right.
Ki hu ha'adon ala kol ba'al ha'brachos, because God is the master over everything and on the brachos. Hu mechadesh rishanim, hu mamtzion me'ayin. He is the one who creates them. He created
right.
them and brought them from nothing. And he influences that, and he puts in them bountifulness as per his will.
His goodwill.
What?
His goodwill.
Yeah.
What's that?
What does that mean? Ba'ashir tihi Hashem ritzono hatov. How do you translate
that? Mashpia mehen. Mehen?
Yeah.
Umashpia mehen. What does it mean, mashpia mehen? Shefa rab. And he's mashpia from them. He means the heavens, right? Now he's going into the whole creation of it. That he's mashpia from them, a great shefa rab. Asher tiyah sham ritzono hatov. That's the idea of Hashpa, from the influences. I think he means from the heavens. Now he's created the system of the earth, of the world, and the spheres, and they're mashpia on the earth. Now, what does it mean mashpia mehen?
What's that idea of Hashpa?
That's an idea that, like it says, like Chazal say. That's the old idea, that there are influences on the earth from the heavens. They help the earth, they help things grow, basically. Right? Like the simplest example is water. That, once again, I'm going to ask you to use your prodigious imaginations here. That the tides, right, that the idea of gravity were understood as the influence of the moon on the water. Now, some of you I know are going to be incapable of imagining a science without the law of gravity. But if you could bring yourself to that, then you would have to have a different idea, and that idea would be hashpa, influence.
Like action at a distance, like the moon on the water.
Like. Doesn't have to be. Is that a distance? Good question. Very good question. Could be a field. Right. Doesn't say it's instantaneous.
They have a system for how.
I think the Rambam says that. I think there's a Rambam like that in the Mora somewhere. He says that how does a magnet work? He says it has a. It has a somewhat of a field around it. I don't know if he doesn't use the word field, but it influences the air, the space around it.
they like it was just like it depended on like how full the moon was, like that sort of thing, or just.
No, they knew that the full moon was not full and the half moon was not.
I don't know. I mean, the system they were worked out based on the moon influencing. Closer to the Earth.
They weren't. You know, it wasn't a foolish thing.
Right.
It wasn't a foolish thing, but.
Well, it wasn't so far. I mean, it wasn't so far off. The moon does influence the tides, just not the way they thought it did.
That's right. So they extrapolated that there's an influence of the moon influences water. Other things influence plants. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. It's similar to the Chazal. It says every seed that grows is a malach that says grow. Right. Well, no, it doesn't say it's a mouth. It's a mazel that says grow, right?
Yeah,
a star that says grow.
My friend thinks it's literal.
But it doesn't. No, that's a mistake. People quote it as a malach, but it's not. It's originally it's a mazel. It means say that the astronomical entities influence different plants. How does a plant grow? How? Licht. What pulls it up? There's some influence. Some influence.
So where did Malach come from? Where did people switch Malach to Malach?
Why it fits in more with what they want to believe. But, because if you quote that model today, I don't think people are going to go for it anymore. Nobody, I don't think people think
that some people
a Malach. I don't think people think of stars. I don't think people think stars that are hundreds of millions of light years away are affecting.
They're alive.
There's people.
Just not the grass.
Not affecting
right.
The grass.
Right.
But you say a Malach, that makes sense. I mean, that perfectly. Yeah, sure. There's a Malach. His job is to make sure the grass grows. I don't know why he's not working on my lawn. Okay.
It's
the weed malach must be strong. Okay.
Okay, in speaking under the topics covered in Indian Mahu, therefore we have to investigate the meaning of the matter. And not waste our time in things which we constantly do without understanding it at all.
Yeah, so what does he mean by that? What does he mean by that? It's a complicated sentence.
Yeah.
Things.
What is he referring to?
Brothers.
Right. Yeah. Now, you shouldn't be left in a position where you don't know what the bracha is and you're constantly saying brachas.
Right. He's saying that there's something worse than
just
not knowing the
time.
Idea, right? He's saying that there's the fact that you're occupying yourself in this constantly in your own
time.
Right.
Does that mean to imply that if you don't understand it, you're better off not doing it?
Nope, doesn't say that. But you'll be doing something without Havana. No, he's saying that it's. I mean, he's saying it's a terrible waste. I mean, it's something that you're involved in all the time. And you could be, because you have to be involved in it all the time, you could be benefiting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Look, if it's like something that happens once every 10 years and you don't understand it, so, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a constant loss. It's not like a constant loss. But if it's something you're doing all the time and you don't understand what you're doing, it's a greater loss because the benefit is more ready. The benefit is more available and you're just not taking it. Go ahead.
Ani Hamaorer, and I, the one who's bringing this up, Ein b'chashavti sheyasig slich le'afilu chetipa min hayom ba'mitas einyan.
All right, very, very modest, very big and nevis here. So he's saying, I don't think that my mind will reach even a drop in the ocean of the truth of the matter. Boy.
Ki chavar hu gali v'shamati mipi chachamim, because it was already told to me and I heard from the chachamim, because there are within these things strong yisodos and wondrous secrets. Which Chachmei Torah teach their students when they are nivonim and kasher and all their ways are pleasant. But the majority of my desire is to understand a bit of the reasoning.
No, you gotta retranslate it.
But my great desire to understand a bit of this leads me astray.
They have Yashin, but
Yashin
makes
more sense.
No, Yashin is like to astray.
Well, I would really like. They say. What do you mean? They say Yashin. You know, they say it's Yashin.
They're in the kudos, yeah.
I would say Yasi, you know, right. Like it took me. Right. Carry, you know, he's saying, I have no choice. Right. Because I have such a great desire, I was lifted to understand something.
I was moved
to understand something. I was saying, look, I can't get it. I know I'm not going to get the real thing. But this great desire, so I'm not motivated over here by a sense of accomplishment of mastering an area. You know what I mean? But I have a tremendous desire to understand a little bit of what I'm doing. I mean, Yashi Aini would be what?
It means to lead astray, like Adi Benetzer said, Al Yashi Lechem Kizkiyahu. Don't let Kizkiyahu lead you astray and saying God will save you.
That puts a different spin on it, right?
Very different.
Yeah.
What's Yashi Aini?
Lead
astray.
That's a strange thing to say,
but yourself. Well, he says something similar to that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Next sentence.
And maybe it's better that I keep quiet. But because of my love for this, it will corrupt my the straight way.
Why is it better that he doesn't say it?
I guess a bad idea is worse. Bad idea is worse.
But he thinks
if he goes on.
Well, he says, "I'll put the cargo ashore."
He thinks he's not going to have a good idea. Or he just thinks he's just going to have like a limited idea.
No, the danger is a bad idea, right? Why would better to not speak?
So why is he doing it?
He has no choice. He has no choice.
But that sounds like an emotional thing. I'm stopped.
It's funny. Right.
I'm stopping going to the sawdust now. That much
recognition. What do you think? So, do you talk about bracha or talk about God's like?
Saying what down? Bracha means? What does it mean? Say Baruch Atah Hashem.
And this idea, you can't. Is that because
he's saying it's not. You can't just explain that one idea. To understand the idea, you got to understand a lot of truth. A lot of philosophical ideas. It's like Ram says about how God knows, right? In Hilchos Teshuva. Says this is based on tremendous Harim Tulios Ba, right? But just know it's true. Can't go into it. Yeah, this is a funny thing to say. I mean, does he know he's being in Yashin? That's why they want to say Yashin, because of the next line. Avat Kalkal Ashura. Well, unless he's saying. Unless he's not talking about that. I mean, that's a very, very strange thing to say. It could be he's saying that it's bad to say it like very similar to the Rambam over there, in the Rambam. You know what I'm talking about? By the way, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam criticizes him for bringing it up. Right? He says, in the end of the fifth parak, he says, where he asks, Shema Tomar, v'halo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodeh Kol Mashiach. Right, we talked about the parakeet of Shus Chol and the Sunnah. And Ratzel Ha'atos Asma L'derech Tova, V'liyo Tzadik, Harshus B'yodo. Everybody has free will. You want to push yourself to the side of Tzidkus, you can. You want to push yourself to the side of Rishus, you can. You have a choice, Moshe or Yeravah. Right? So then at the end he says, maybe you'll say, doesn't Hashem know what will be before it happens? Right? And if that's the case, it's impossible. Right? So he says, does God know what's going to happen or doesn't know? If he knows that this person is going to be a tzaddik, then he can't be not a tzaddik. Right? And if he can tell me he knows that he'll be a tzaddik, but maybe he can still be a rasha, then he doesn't know. Right? So he says, Da, Shehat Shetshuvas She'elezu Arucha Me'oretz Midov Ruchova Manayam. The answer to this question is greater than the breadth of the length of the measure of the earth, and wider than the oceans. V'kama ikarim gedolim v'harorim ramim t'luyim ba. Several large ikarim and tall mountains are hanging on it. Aval tzarach ata leida ulahavim b'davar zeh she'ani omer. But you just have to know. You have to know this that I tell you. God doesn't know through a knowledge that's outside of him. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like Adam, that Adam acquires knowledge. The knowledge is apart from him. Elohu yisal shmo v'daito echad. V'ein daito shu Adam yichol lahasig dover ze al burio. So his das is one with his shame. And man can't understand this completely. It's impossible for man to completely understand that type of a thing. Ukashem shein koach v'adam lahasig v'limtso amitas habore. Kishen shenemar kilo yirani adam v'chai. Kach ein koach v'adam lahasig v'limtso daito shel bore. It's just like he can't understand completely. A person can't understand the existence, the truth of the bari, limtso lahasig the limtso amitza bari, it's lo yirani adam chai. You can't understand his das. Hu shanavi omar kilo machshavosai machshavoseichem, v'odarcheichem derachai. V'kevan shekein hu ein banu koch leida heyach yeda kosh baruch hu kol habruim v'maisim. Aval noda below sofek shemaisa adam biyad adam. Says, but that's what we can't understand how God knows things. And since that's the case, we can't understand how God knows things, right? And things that will happen. But we know this, that we definitely have our choice. Okay? And this is Vlomnik Abol's Hadas Bovad No the Dovazeh. Ela barayos baruros medivrei hachochma. We know these things not just from Kabbalah, not just from religious tradition, but from rayos baruros medivrei hachochma. Umibnei zeh noamar benevuah she donin es adam al ma'isav bi ma'isav im tov emara. Vezehu ikar shekol divrei hanevuah tluyim ba. So that's what we have by Nevi'im say that man is judged by his actions. Right, and the question of how does that correlate to God knowing the future? That's, we can't understand it, right? So the Ravid says, "Omar Avram lo nohag zeh hamachaber mina kachachon." So the Ram didn't do the proper thing. He didn't act like, he didn't take the actions of the chachon, the custom of the chachon. Person shouldn't start something if he can't finish it. doesn't know how to complete it. Since he starts out with big powerful questions, he leaves it as a question and he just relies on Amunah. Tamimus hatamimim v'lo yo'orer libam v'yaniach daitam b'sofek. So we'd be better off, leave this to really perfected people, and don't stir things up in people's minds, and leave them in doubt. Ulai shah achas yavo here believe malza. Maybe a guy will for a minute have some doubt about something over here.
No way. Rama will replace this.
What?
If someone comes into on their own, this doubt, and doesn't have the Rambam, so then it just thinks it's a question, and you can't answer. Whereas if the Rambam writes this, they say, yeah, you have these questions, good, but you have to know that it's true. Because, like, normally we wouldn't say this.
It's a good question. I mean, he's preventing guys who are, he's arriving to saying, you're going to take a guy who was, but the Ravid is saying like this, Rav is saying, he's saying a sharp, I think he's saying a sharp thing. He's saying, in the end, what is the Rav saying? The Rav's saying, take a Muna. Right? So who are you talking to? You're talking to a guy who's going to trust you with a Muna. So that kind of guy is not really going to start worrying and wondering about these problems.
But isn't the Rambam really answering the question?
Now you're taking a guy who would have been a Pashto Yid, a Pintle Yid, and you're making him into a doubter. The doubter, the guy who was really a questioner with Emunah, he's not going to be satisfied with this anyway. Right now, the guy who would have thought of his questions on his own, he's not going to just be satisfied with Emunah. So you're not really helping him. And the guy who's going to be satisfied with Emunah, he wouldn't have been a troublemaker to start these questions. He would have gotten one slap, and that would have been the whole thing. Right? Some teacher somewhere would have said, don't ask questions. And that would be the end of it. Yeah.
But the Rambam didn't
know put this anywhere. Everyone's going to hear these.
How is it relying on Emunah? I mean, he's answering the question.
I don't really want to go. I mean, that's the argument. He's saying you have to rely on Emunah, because he's telling him, believe me, I know there are big ideas here, and I can't tell you them.
Wait, but the Rambam, he mentioned that there are people that know it through like proofs that God knows everything.
Yes.
He's saying even those people that understand with proofs that God knows everything, they still can't fully.
No, they'll understand the answer. They will understand this answer.
They will.
Yeah.
But I thought he's saying that it's impossible for man to ever understand God's knowledge.
Yeah, but they'll understand what that means. They'll understand what it means.
That's impossible.
Understand.
And they'll have some inkling of how. They'll have some inkling about it.
We don't understand what it means. It's impossible.
Yeah, a regular guy has no idea what you're talking about.
Why is it impossible?
God's knowledge is the same as him. We have no idea what you're talking about. It just sounds like gibberish.
Even those Chachamim won't understand it, but they'll understand what it means.
Yeah, they'll understand it. They won't see it as a. They'll have some conception of these ideas, and they'll see how that this is that our knowledge is not the only type of knowledge. Yeah.
Why is the Pashto Yid better off to just have like his faith?
He's not better off to have his faith, but he's saying you're not giving him anything more. You're just giving him the opportunity to start wandering and being maharer after things. You know what I'm saying?
Not like gaining anything.
Yeah. It's like if a guy has believes something on faith, and then you raise a really big question, and you say, "But just believe it on faith." What's the point? What's the point? Test his Emunah? What's the point?
And I thought that answer did make some progress, just saying that God's knowledge is different.
I don't want to get into that's not my point here, to debate the Rambam versus the Rivet. But I think maybe this is a similar kind of thing that he's saying over here. Not that he's worried he's going to make a mistake, but he's worried that he's going to open up an area that he can't finish, right? And somebody's going to go, somebody's going to be bothered by the big questions and get caught up in it. So he's saying that's what he means. He's saying that really the better way, maybe the better way is not to say anything at all. Right? Because then I'm not in danger of bringing up a big question to people and not being able to fully explain it. But because he thinks that it's more important he thinks it's more important that something that people are doing constantly, they should have some idea about what they're doing. Right? Because here there is a real benefit. It's not like the Rivet's criticism of the Rambam. Here there is a benefit. If a guy gets a little bit of knowledge, it's not like he has to go with faith. He's just not going to be able to fully understand all the ideas. But he's saying it is something that has yisodos and sodos. Yisod and sod. It's interesting. Two interesting words. Anyway. Okay.
Yidu ha-davar u'mufursam. It's known. Ki Hashem Baruch Hu po'el kol ha-nimtza
u'mara. Known, and it's very well known.
Ki Hashem Baruch Hu po'el kol ha-nimtza u'mara ha-adam v'yishlito al-aretz ha-kol ha-sherba.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
That God activates all existence and created man and gave him control over the land and everything in it.
Okay, Poel Kolam Yimtza. All right, that's good. And created Adam, and what? The Shlito al Arts.
Give him control over the land and everything in it.
Okay.
And Yimidosa Baruch Hu, Shuhura Pesed, who Chafet Mikovas Briosov. And from his characteristics is that he is Rav Chesed.
Right.
And desires the good of his creations. And he wants them to be deserving and to receive his good.
He wants them to exist in a good way, right? Right. And that they should be Zocha to be Makabal this good from him. Okay.
Zeba MS usually Musa Baruchu. And this really is God's completeness.
Right. This is part of God's that the man isn't made like a malach. A man isn't made in the state that he is in like the final state. Maybe a man has to be zocha to get it, right?
He's saying that the perfection is that man is created lacking, or that God, so to speak, wants the good for man. Or are those basically the
what?
Same?
I'm sorry.
Is he focusing, when he says that this is part of God's perfection? Is he focusing on the fact that God created man in like a way that was lacking, or that once that's done, God wants the good for man, or is there no real difference?
More like the first way, that God wants man, he wants his creations to exist in a good way. And that they should have to work to get it. The fact that they're made in a way that they have to work to get it is part of God's shlemus.
That's the second sentence. The Yosin Ruim is Akhan.
Yeah.
How is that shlemus?
You can explain, no? Go ahead.
He lo yikari shalim b'tova, rak mi shehu meiti la'achem z'ulasa. Ein safek was l'chol b'nas. So, because there's no one who's called perfect in goodness, aside from someone who gives good to others. There's no doubt about this.
That's probably that.
Wait, you're not a Bendas?
You're making that question. You want to come across as not a Bendas.
Start figuring out why you're not a Bendas first.
Is that even Bendas play?
I mean, he's not going into that now. He's not going into that. Does he go with that later? I thought he went into that later, no? That's like, you know, that's something like that, like the Sajigun or something like that. That if man, that you don't appreciate, you don't, if you get something easier, it's not as good as if you work on it.
Objectively?
Yeah, you ever see that? He has a thing like that. Like, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard?
I think one time you asked a question on that. Why doesn't God just make it so that it seems good, you know? Even without working, you asked
right.
The question. You didn't have an answer. Right? Okay. That was your question.
I'm not really big question. We just got done reading the
Rabbit. I wouldn't tell us the truth. Yeah. But you're right, he's not explaining that now. But he's saying that's part of it. That the Rios should be in the state of good, and that they should be Roy and Zakoin Lakabel Tova Meito. Not just they should have a goodness, but that the goodness should come from God, and they should have to be Roy and they should be Roy to get the good from God. But that's all part of the picture, he's saying. That's all part of the picture. Not just to create an entity that lives in a good state and doesn't have a recognition that it's coming from God.
What about all the other existences?
Like, they're not, you mean like Malachim?
No, like I mean like plants and...
Yeah, that's all for man. That's all for man.
Malachim?
Malachim is a good question. I don't know.
They're not for men, like plants?
I mean, in the way he's saying it, are Malachim considered Ru'uyim and Zakan, or they're just not in that framework at all? I mean, they're created Ra'uy, or just the whole concept of Ra'uy doesn't apply to them because they're created...
It's a good question. It's a good question. It could be they consider Ru'uyim and Zakan, but they don't have to do anything for it. I mean, he's not saying it'll be like the... he's not saying it'll be like a Sadia. I don't know. But Sadia's thing is that... I don't know if it's a kind of... No, it's... There's two things. Well, these questions always revolve around two points. One is that Hashem wants an existence like man to exist. That's the starting point. And then given man's nature, this is the way he sees good. Now if you're going to try to ask a question on that, then your question, like Sadie Gaon mentions, then your question is basically why did God want a man to exist? That you can't ask. But given that the existence of man is Ratzon Hashem, I'll show you, based on how man's psyche is, why this is the best thing for him. Now you say, well, why couldn't man's psyche be different? Then he's saying, why didn't God create a different creature instead of man? That's beyond our realm. You know what I'm saying?
What is he saying about God's shleimus at this point?
He's saying that part of the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he wants his creatures to exist in a good way. Okay. Why? That's the next thing. Why? Ki lo nikra sholem b'tova. Right? What does it mean? What were you saying? Go ahead.
He's not considered perfect.
Nothing is called complete and good, right? Do you have the word lo nikra, or we don't have that?
Yeah.
Lo yikari. Oh, I have lo nikra. Okay. Anyway, basically the same thing, right? That you mean lo, he will not be called. Rock me, rather, you know me? Right, he's talking about it in general. Saying one is not called good unless he is good to others.
What does it mean that the existence of man should be good? That man should exist in a good way?
That's part of God's will, he's saying.
Right, but what just that means in line with reality?
Meaning according to his nature. It's going to be a good existence for him. If man is Roy, he will have a good existence. And that will be Ratzon Hashem.
Is the concept that he's saying now about how anything that's something that's only called Shalem...
Oh, so what's that idea, yeah.
Does it have to do with, just like in this case, I mean, I don't know how far possible to go, but does it have to do with like the nature of that God's existence is such that other things should exist in a good way? Like, does it have to do with the nature of the existence?
Who made the v'achir v'zulaso, right?
Take that literally. That's problematic, right?
Who made this to others and others. What does it mean, v'achir v'zulaso, other than him? To others and zulaso.
Huh?
I see. The vav is like redundant. V'achir v'zulaso. But you can say your problem.
We're just wondering, like, I mean, just, you can't say that God is not Shalem if he's not benefiting others. I mean,
well, he's saying you would not. It's what he says. He says you don't call someone Meitiv. You don't call someone Tov.
Okay, fine.
But we know that God is called Tov.
Okay, fine. Right.
So that would not be the proper idea.
Okay, fine. That makes sense. Then.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not Tov if someone is good only to himself. Why? Because that's not the midah of tov, that's the midah of selfishness.
Right.
And he's saying, you can't say something has the midah of tov if it's not universally expressed, then it's just serving another function. Then it's tov for me. You know what I'm saying? That's not tov, then it's tov is subsumed under the selfish.
Isn't that just chesed in a separate character?
That's hard, dude. Subdividing chesed, tov, tzedakah.
Can something get be tov?
Well, you mean, but that's like as an adjective. As an adjective. that's not defined as Tov. Like I say, it's a good cup, but it's not Tov. It is not. It's a cup. It's not Tov. It's going to have the attribute. If it's going to have like a shame of Tov, right? Not just a shame good to. Cup, but that's going to be part of its shame. Then it has to be. Then that quality of Tov has to be fully expressed.
Why necessarily
you choose to make it? I thought you would get that.
Because that's what I'm saying. Otherwise, it's just maybe trying to understand it too much. He's saying that you can't call something Tov. Okay. Don't try to figure out what Tov means exactly right now. Okay. But it's not. You can't call something Tov unless it fully has that quality of Tov. Correct. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Now, to be Tov as a thing, then it means that then it has to be a Mativ too, he's saying. Okay? Why? That's your question. Why? Because otherwise it would be Tov serving another function. It wouldn't be coming out of the expression of Tov. It would be Tov modified by another goal. Like, I'm good to my family. I'm good to my country. It means those are all related to me. It's not really Tov. It's not the expression of Tov. The Tovness is just an expression of a higher, of a different thing. But unless you are just unmitigatingly Tov and want everything to and to increase goodness everywhere, I don't want to sound too... too much like a liberal, but it's then the quality of Tov is really not the essence. You know what I'm saying? It's in service of another thing.
It seems like you're saying that good is giving good. That's what good is.
Yes, if you're going to say absolutely.
What is good with? But exclusively, I think it would be.
No, not exclusively.
That Tov is mating. Is being
it. If you're going to call something Tov, it's like saying something is hot and it doesn't give heat. That's not possible. Not possible. Then you wouldn't call it hot. You'd call it something else. You're saying if you're going to call it Tov, say it has this shame Tov, that's what it is, it's Tov, then it must be in giving off Tov. It must be, otherwise you can't call it Tov. You know what I'm saying? It's just a logical, if we're going to say something has that shame, then it must be doing activities of Tov, otherwise why is it called Tov? If you're going to say it's a good cup, then you say it acts like a good cup. But if you say it's just good, then it must be doing good all over. You know what I'm saying?
So, for example, a person can't be good without... can someone take good without being made?
Can a person partake of good? A person can be a good runner. He can be a good writer. He can be a good... But can he just be good?
Yes.
I'm trying to be good.
What is a good person with...
Like a Baal Chesed. Let's say a Baal Chesed. A guy's a Baal Chesed, right? But he only does it to people who look like him. Is he really a Baal Chesed? No. He has a severe narcissistic disorder. Right? Can't really call him a true Baal Chesed unless he's doing Chesed all over the place. Right? It's a little more complicated because even true Chesed is not unmitigated. But the point he's making over here is that we know that one of the shamos that we call God is Tov. Right? Now you can't properly say that unless it's he's made it to everything.
Everything.
What, unless you can say he's a good something, then you're saying he's just good. And if he is just good, right, if he's Tov, then you're saying that Tov emanates from him. I mean, he is the embodiment of good. And if he's not being native to others, how is he the embodiment of Tov?
Well,
then you're going to say he does something good. He's a good something. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're going to say that he's a good something, you're going to give it the name of Tov without qualifying something else, then it must be in all of his actions he is doing good. So then, so what is he doing good if in all of his actions if he's not mated to everybody? Doing what?
So, a philosopher sitting in the desert alone, and he has ideas and everything. So he wouldn't be considered good?
A person can't be considered good.
Yeah, I don't know if a person can ever really be considered good. Completely good. But that's a different question. You're saying if a guy can't do the actions of good, can he be good? Oh, yeah, that's true. He could be.
So then why are we saying because God's well told, he must be made?
Oh, because if you can be good and you have the ability to be good and you're not, then you're not good. A philosopher can be good but doesn't have the ability to be good. So he's still good.
So let's say he can go into a town and...
Then he's not good. No, then you can't call him good. He can go into town, he says, who cares about these guys? Then he's not good. Why is that good?
What is... Absent the idea of mative, just good, like, qua God... Without the other entities.
You can't, right? That's the point I'm making. That's a meaningless idea.
Good qua God.
That's a meaningless. That's like saying something is hot, but it doesn't give off heat. It just doesn't make sense. Right, Lef?
It's like saying what?
Something is hot, but doesn't give off heat. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, that's just one kind of adjective. Like, let's just something
hot is relative to something else. Hot as opposed to the thing next to it.
Yeah, but these are human words, but that's the point I'm trying to make. He's talking about the words that we use. They have meaning.
I mean, hot is a particular kind of example. Like, other adjectives you can say, like, something short doesn't give off the quality of shortness to other things.
But you can't say it is short. You could say it partakes of...
Right, so when something is hot, doesn't mean its identity is hot. I mean,
okay, but what is the word tov? What is the word tov?
Tov is like, it is a shame of itself, but I'm saying hot... doesn't really seem to be the same kind of thing because it's more quality in something. There's no embodiment of hot.
But that's what I'm saying. But tov is a quality of action, isn't it? I mean, things are good. You're not going to say that the thing that it's a good thing, right? Then, like you say, vayara lekim ki tov. Everything was good. They were good creations. That's what it means. I think Ramban says that means that was God's will that they should continue in the way they are, because they are in a good form, right?
So
but it's always a good something. It's always good something.
So a monkey does good.
Does a monkey do good for himself? It does plenty good.
No, I'm saying, is it mated?
Is a monkey mated? No.
Yeah. So why is?
That's a good creation.
Why
it's a good creation. That's what I'm saying. So the problem over here is that when we always use the word good. Alone, we always have an implicit. It's really an adjective. It's really an adjective. It's never a noun. Whenever we say someone is good, it sounds like it's a noun, but it's not. It's an adjective. He's a good something. He's a good friend, right?
God is just
right. Even when you say he's good, he's a good person, which is limiting itself.
Correct, but not good.
So when we talk about that,
what I meant by the heat is you can say that there is heat,
and it's as a noun.
I think that. No, short always is partaking of a body.
Right.
I guess the heat is always partaking of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good question.
So when we say had tova metiv,
we
always say
both
those.
A tov and a meitiv. It's a full expression of his tov. It's not two separate things. It's a tov and a meitiv. A tov and a meitiv. It's such a tov, it's a meitiv. They're not two separate things. It's a shir and tov.
Yeah, tov and a meitiv.
That's what he's saying. He's saying that you can't kilo yikare sholem betova rak mishahu meitiv la'acherim zulaso. Right? Saying the guy is not... Let me put it this way. Let me put you in a more down-to-earth kind of... I was trying to say with the chesed. And that if a person fully understands the ideas of chesed, then he will be a gomel chesed completely. Anything, any limitation on the maisei, on the actions of chesed, are going to be, is going to reveal that he's not fully a baal chesed. Now he's saying, when you say someone is tov, he says that means that he understands goodness. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying it means. That if you're going to define a person as tov, means that midah of tov is a reality to him.
But a person's never really tov.
But if he's going to... Yeah, but you're not going to say he's fully tov as much as he can be. He's always going to be lacking in tov if he has opportunities to be tov, and he's not. So you say, he doesn't really appreciate... He doesn't really appreciate MS and all these things that we call tov. I mean, tov is something that really is kolel MS and chesed and all these things. A guy is not really a mative, then there's a lack in his understanding of what these things. It's not really a reality to him. It's like the Ramza, you can't. There's no maisa without das. I mean, without the das, the maisa is incomplete. Can't be a amoritz chosid. Right? I mean, when you say, even in our vernacular, if you say he's a good person, that means he values goodness. That's what you really mean. He values goodness. Whatever we consider the good, whatever the speaker considers the good to be, you're saying about the object, he's saying about the object, that he embodies and embraces those values. No, not that he partakes of it. He embraces it. That's what you mean. Because people don't just partake of things accidentally. If a person partakes of something accidentally, you don't call him that thing. Right? In human vernacular, if I would say he's a good person, right, what would that mean? Nothing to you. You have no idea what I'm talking about. But it would mean that whatever the speaker's ideas of good are, whatever his, like the Socratic question, the good, what is the good? Everybody's motivated by the good, right? So whatever the speaker considers the good, if he labels somebody good, he means that person embraces all of those ideals. Right? If you're a basketball coach, it means he's a good basketball player. Right? But if we're talking about philosophically, good as a label, as the person, as the definition of the person as good, then it means not that he's a robot and someone makes him do all the actions that I would consider good. That he is motivated by good. That's what we mean. That he's a good person. You can trust him, he's a good person. Means he's motivated by high ideals. Now, I can't say he really values these things as ideals if he doesn't do them, if he doesn't engage in them whenever he can. And that's by spreading the ideals. It's like if you are, it's like part of Avos Hashem is Avos Hebrios. If you really think it's important to if you really see these things as realities and important, you should be concerned that other people are involved in them too. Otherwise, it's not. You haven't really broken through the selfish level.
And that noun, that ideal of good that a good person partakes of, we're saying that's part of what we understand to be God's existence, because God partakes of that, or, you know,
yeah, he's saying that we consider
that.
God a tov. Right. That is called
and when,
a tov.
When we call a person tov, he partakes of that idea that we say.
So he says you don't call something, you don't give something the definition of the thing unless it's not, right?
Yeah, I understand, but when we call a person good, we're saying he partake or he values that idea of
we're
good.
We're saying relatively to the way we see people, he's partaking of this to an extraordinary degree.
It's a
relative idea.
Is God's, let's say God's infinite existence, is that an idea in the good of God?
Well, then that gets back to like the Ramsey. Everything is wrapped into one. You can't really... We isolate things. We isolate things that we see to talk about. But you can't get down to what it really is.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see if I can divide by, like, see something as being told with it, like, separate from the idea of mative.
Yeah, because Tov is in terms of what you value as good, what you value.
I mean God means
values. Tov. I understand. But we're saying that if you call God a Tov, it means that there's a certain mishpat. Things are not just arbitrary.
Right.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Tov is a very big, is a great kolel. It's not one quality.
That's it.
It encompasses, it rolls all those things. Mishpat, right. Tzedek, Chesed, Emes. I mean, it puts everything together.
So those things are, so to speak, they're like ideas in God, even without the people, but once you consider these into people, it has to apply to them too, right?
It's in terms of Maisei Hashem. I mean, that's what, I mean, in terms of that there are proper things. Because the existence has nothing to do with Maisei Hashem. The existence has nothing to do with philosophical values.
The existence of...
God, if you were asking what about God's existence.
Right.
It's not called a Tov. It's not called that. That has nothing to do with a philosophical value system. It's just a reality.
I don't know if I get that.
I thought that was your question.
No, that was my question. I don't know if I get.
He's not going to say because God. You're not going to say that an eternal existence can't be eternal unless it gives everything else eternal existence.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just looking to see if I can understand the idea of God's being Tov without seeing it manifested as like in an activity of Metiv to the Brios.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't think you're going to see it. That's like the philosopher in the desert.
Okay, but does it exist?
Well, God's not different before or after the Greek.
Okay.
Right, Adon Olam, Shem Olam. Terem Kol Yitzir Nevar. This is why he didn't want to get into it.
It was a good shot, anyway.
Okay.
Just a question. Is God... God isn't chesed, right? He is gola chesed. Okay?
What?
God isn't chesed. He's gola chesed, right?
He's a yamahu nikra rachum ato hi rachum. But he's a gomel chesed, right? You don't say...
Gomel
chesed.
Like rab chesed. Like, it doesn't mean he is chesed.
No chesed at all. That doesn't mean
like
the word chesed is true. You mean that's what I'm saying. Tov is interesting. I mean, you can call something tov, but you don't call something chesed, right? Good question. So what's the difference? Because
isn't chesed a noun describing an activity? It's not an identity of an object or of an existence.
So he's a Baal Chesed. He's a Baal Chesed. But you do call somebody, he's a Racham. Why is Racham different than Chesed? He's a Chosud. It's a good question. I don't know, I think about that. Racham v'chanan. Rav Chesed. He's a Rav Chesed. It means he does a lot of Chesed. Rav Chesed.
What Chesed?
A Chesed. I mean a Chesed. They don't say that about God. Yeah. Alright. Good question. Why are you worried about your thing?
Yes, batteries are.
Okay, go ahead.
After agreeing to this fact, right? Yeah. That it must be that because of the perfection of his goodness, it is his desire to give us from his bracha.
Right.
Nomar she'in habracha she'anu orim lefanav. We must say that the matter of bracha, which we say before him, einenu rakas kor le'orer nafshenu b'divrei fiu, ki hu hamborach umborach, yichlo kol tov. This is only
a mentioning
to awaken our souls in that which we say that he is dimvorach and mivorach.
Yichlo kol tov.
And includes all the goodness. all the goods.
So what does it mean? What does it mean? Goods are very different. What does it mean that? So what does it mean? Baruch Ato. It means that he is the one who is Mevorech and Mevorach.
Yeah, we have Mevorach.
Hamevorach
Umevorach. Hamevorach Umevorach.
This one punctuates says that the Orav of the Rifinu Kiva Mevorach Umevorach, and the word Mevorach is Lo Kol Tovos, would include all the Tovos.
I have a different.
You have a different?
That's.
Don't
you have the same?
How does he have again? He says, "Haskarla orbed nafshinah b'divrei finu ki hu amavorach umavorach," and like the term mavorach yichlo kol hatovos would include.
Oh, because I have different spelling of the two words. The first one is
mavarech and then mavorach.
The first one is without the vav, and then the second one with the vav. So I assume the first one is the mavorach, and then the second one with the vav is mavurach.
It's not a word though.
Mevorach is not a word. He is blessed.
That's what Mevorach means.
Mevorach
is the reish.
Is what?
It's pu'al, but it gets a cholam because the reish.
What about Mevorach?
I don't think that's a word either. Mevorach is passive.
He's blessed. He's
right, but I'm saying ultimately his explanation of what it means.
Mevorach is that
he's
the Chol Tovos.
That he's the friend.
Is it the same as Mevorach? I mean, I don't know if it's the same as Mevorach. It's probably a little different.
He is the blessed.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
The conjugation of the
word. No, I'm saying. But still, it's probably still different. A little bit of a different idea than Mevorach.
Right.
A little bit. I mean,
but that idea is.
They relate back to the same idea. Yeah.
Included in it that he.
Bestows the goods? I guess.
Yichlo kol atavos. So what are we saying, Baruch Atah? Not trying to give a blessing to God, is it? We're trying to remember, trying to realize that he's the source of all the Tovos, yeah.
When we were thinking about what it meant, we thought maybe the possibility is that when you're trying to recognize that God is kol atavos, you can't really recognize that because you don't have a really conception of what Tovos are and what it means to be kol all of them. So the best way you can do it is to recognize that God is kol tovos in such a way that it's mechayiv me to be mivarech, and that's what I'm doing. So the best way I can describe it is that I don't know what it means that God is kol tovos, but whatever that means, it's you know mechayiv me to be mivarech, and that's what I'm doing.
And that's why you use the word baruch.
Yeah.
Because it means
a what? He's kol kolatovos. So you don't say kol kolatovos because you don't have a conception of that, but you can recognize the result of it, so you use that lashon.
A couple lines down it says, Baruch Toar Klomar Ha'uda Ala Kihu Chol Kol HaBrachos.
Yeah, the Ibn Ezra has, he says, what does it mean, Baruch and Bracha and Klola? He says, what is Bracha and what is Klola? What does it mean? He says, Bracha means Mosif Tov. Bracha, whenever it says that something is like Shem is Mevorich something, it means it's giving them an extra good, and the klala is a chisaron, like the land is, there's a klala on the land, right? It means taking away something from its goodness. Give a bracha on the animals, they should pruervo, means in stow, giving them certain change that gave them an extra ability to reproduce. You know, it's not like that's what the words mean, bracha and klola. It's a good shot. It's not like a blessing and a curse. I mean, it really is a thing. Bracha means it's tosefes, an extra good component. And klola means it's removing something, making it division. Like the snake is auror. And it totally lost all of its good qualities. Yes, he's saying Baruch means it has all of the, it's the ultimate Tov. Right? Okay, somebody want to stop me? What is that?
Good enough.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. You can finish up a little bit.
מתוכיס אורוס הטוב הזה בנפשינו, ביוחד מחשבתנו להודות אליו שכל הטוב כלולות בו, and from this awakening, in our souls, from the awakening of this, or this recognition of this good in our souls, and the unity of our thoughts to thank him,
right,
that all the goods are.
I guess it's like the concentration, our concentration.
Yeah, that all the good is included in him, and he is the king over them to send them to wherever he wants. Right.
Right.
We are zocha in this good action to bring Torah dust from his brachos.
That's right.
Go ahead. And after mentioning this and thinking and admitting this in front of him, we request that.
He's saying there's two things, Haskara and Hoda, right? Haskara v'Hoda zu.
Finishing and admitting.
Right. The first thing is, because there's two before, no? First it says it's a Haskara l'or nafshenu, which is very fino. And then he says also it's, and from this is Orus. This is also to be what Lahodos Elav. I mean, it's tied together. He's saying that is the Hodah. The Haskar is the Hodah. Right? I mean, mentioning this is the Hodah. So it's two, it's both. Then we ask for what we need. So that puts us in a state that we're Zocha. Right? To do what? Good. Lefa'anu mevakshem imenu mashan aslicha. Das aslicha.
Das aslicha la'monosenu or refua or osher b'chol davar, intellect or pardon from our sins or refua or wealth and anything.
Good.
Mechina achar b'kashem imenu and so too
after
this request, anu chozi m'modi melav bozeh. We return and thank him again about this. Lomar ki mimenu yavo edenu, to say that from him comes all this. V'zehu psicha v'chasim v'shal brachos. And this is the beginning and end of all brachos, and the chasim of the brachos. Penei chashiv ke'eved shenat al pras me'ravo v'cholech lo b'lurushus k'miskanev. Like a slave that got a present from his master and then just leaves him. Go away.
Yeah, let's think about this. It's interesting. He's saying that's the idea. I mean, that's the idea of a bracha that has a psicha and a chasima, or tefillah. I mean, it's sort of, he's really explaining, really talking about tefillah, right? You have the brachos before. You have the first brachos, which is shevach and hodah. I mean, and bakasha, and then shevach and hodah again.
Not every bracha is like this.
No, I mean like a short bracha.
Where creates, right. You're not asking for anything.
Right. Right. But he is saying that you can. There is an idea of putting you in this state to be zocha for the bracha. But it could be just you have to be to give shalach right now. But he is showing you that, he is trying to show you that the bracha does do something to the person. Yeah.
So let's say,
But what does he mean? He can't say the bakasha and then leave. He's like an evidu who gets the pras and then, like a ganav. Yeah.
So let's say a bracha like the first bracha on Shemona Esrei. So it opens and closes with a bracha, but there's no real bakasha in the middle.
Right.
So is he saying that it's like a different kind of idea of psicha v'chasima?
He goes into a little bit later, no? He goes...
We didn't get that far. I got confused around here.
Chasumos, psuchos, psuchos lo chasumos. He has a long thing over here. I don't know if it all works out. I mean, it's hard. You know, a lot of hearts. It's hard. Hard to work everything out. But he's trying to... Brachos is a hard thing.